And then you spend a week on radioactive iodine, and then you get back on. So for like that month, but then you're better, and you just take pills the rest of your life, and you're good.
Let's hope I don't have.
And you do blood tests every like 3 months or something to check your levels.
I do that anyway. So.
Yeah, so that's fine.
Oh, I forgot. I'm not talking about.
Whenever Megan was ready, we'll
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay.
All right. Hold on. Call the meeting to order, Mount Charleston Town Advisory Board, meeting of September 1st, 2022. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right.
Roll call.
Yes, roll call.
Olivia Valley.
Misty Hodgesheek.
Bernie Pujaro. And we do have a quorum. We have no action items. It's purely informational and few agencies that showed up. Thanks a lot. We appreciate it. Are you dancing or what?
Yeah, my pen fell down. I was trying to get my pen so I could take notes.
Public comment period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda.
You don't have to read the whole thing.
We never have any. So
I do have some information.
Wait till the end, please.
Is it first up on the agenda?
It is. It's about Brenda. She said to tell you that she's sorry she can't be here. She had a family emergency. Her daughter is in the hospital, and she had to go take care of the kids.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
So she says, and she also gave me a list of things that she wanted us to look at for discussion items.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Approval of the agenda for December 1st, 2022, to hold, combine, or delete any items, anything from the board to amend?
I would like to add some discussion points.
Okay.
We can't add discussion points.
Well, it's... Brenda said to either bring them up during public comment or to add to the agenda. So which
well, we can't do either because if something's going to be discussed, it has to be agendized.
You can't even talk about it in public comment. So something that's not on the agenda.
Correct.
That's what I was trying.
Correct. You can comment on it and you can say stuff, but we can't have a discussion on it.
Okay.
And I'm pretty lax with that if it's something that we can get answers to right away, but if it's like a discussion that people might want to be a part of, then it needs to be agendized.
It needs to be advertised.
It's open meeting law.
I know. Let me say it, and then you can decide where to put it. How's
okay.
that?
Okay.
Okay. So there's been a request from some neighbors to have all of the neighbors re-slurried. They were supposed to have been done.
Okay, I'll address that in my report.
Okay. Then the Jack Frost and Spruce need to be re-engineered because they lean the wrong way. And there's a request for curbs on Echo. And this would be, they were requesting these for spring of 23, not like tomorrow.
Right.
Then she also would like to see about the possibility of getting a working group of residents to be able to talk to city planners, Ross Miller, just to try and get some information from the building that's going on at lower 157.
Right. I will address all those things in my report.
Okay. And then she asked about if Matt had a report on the evacuation plan and if Highway Patrol had their stats. And I know. I told you, I'm going down the list. And also the if we have an update on lodge plans.
Okay. I don't know if this is time, but John, I did email Matt about that, and he told me you guys do have a plan, but I thought he was going to be here tonight, so I thought he was going to pass something out, so we don't have that. Okay. It was for evac and for shelter in place.
Okay. All right. And with that, okay. I'll approve the agenda.
I'll address most of those in my report.
So seconded, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Informational items. Receive a report from Metro regarding activity and other crime concerns.
Good evening. My name is John Wisdom. Sergeant Marlowe's out, so he asked me to come by and brief you on our statistics. Since the last town advisory board meeting, we've had 2 arrests, 22 citations, and 27 calls for service specific to the Mount Charleston area, not in our entire area, just specific to the Mount Charleston area. As far as the evacuation, we've actually conducted an exercise on evacuation drills, and we don't have a report per se, but we do have a plan for notifications, and we're planning on doing another evacuation drill in the coming months. Sergeant Marlowe will I'll pass this on to him and make sure he has a full report for you by next tab.
Because what I remember when we talked about this before was you guys were going to have a tabletop exercise with all the agencies, and then there was going to be information distributed to each home.
I'll ask Sergeant Marlowe what exactly he was planning on delivering, but we did hold the tabletop. I just don't know what information he plans on distributing.
Okay.
But I'll find out, and I'll let him know, and then he'll be in touch with you.
Okay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. What are your questions? Yes, sir.
John, a 75-year-old man wandering around by himself up on the mountain.
Probably not wondering.
Do you have a report on what happened to him?
So he was 75, but good health, and he had done this hike annually for the past 20 years. So it's not like his first time up here. And but we've had what feels like, at least anecdotally, an increase in calls for service for search and rescues, and I believe that's definitely weather-related. And we've had numerous people at that same North Loop Trail get off trail because the rain washes away. There's really nothing anybody can do to maintain it. It just washes part of the trail markers and things like that away. So that's apparently what happened, and he left instructions for where he would be, when he would be back, and what to do if he didn't return on time. So an experienced hiker, and he took some measures to prevent getting lost, but unfortunately he did get lost, and as we all know, with the phone service up here being what it is, we weren't able to get strong pings, and we had a lot of resources up here to look for him. We had 7 Civil Air Patrol fixed-wing aircraft planes fly missions. We had our Metro helicopter fly 4 missions, and then we also got the Army National Guard's helicopter, which is, to my knowledge, the first time they've come up here and flown on a search and rescue for us, and they flew one night mission in bad weather for us. So, and then Red Rock Search and Rescue, I can't tell you how many man hours they put into searching for him.
So what's the resolution?
He is still missing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Probably toast.
Okay. Probably toast. Yeah.
Now, just for clarity, there was a report that there was a different hiker found in a cave. That was in the. I saw a report on that today.
There was a report about a lady.
No, this was a man. This was a man, and he was in his 70s, and he was found in a cave.
Oh, that was in North Las Vegas. That was nowhere near here.
Okay.
Yeah, that was in North Las Vegas, and he was identified as a missing person from several months ago. Yes, ma'am, I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
Completely unrelated, but yes.
But I just wanted the clarification because people see that and they know we have a missing hiker of about the same age. So I just wanted the clarification.
Oh, okay, I understand. Yeah, they put out, I think in the press release, the missing persons release, they put out our missing guy's name. His name is Rock. And then they also published the other guy's name. So we were able to confirm with 100% certainty that they're not related.
And you said there was an increase in calls. How many additional calls?
I said anecdotally. I haven't actually researched it, but anecdotally, I believe we've been spending more time on search and rescues in the past. For example, one night we had 2 at the same time, one on North Loop and one on Bonanza, which is unusual to have 2 working at the same time. And then also while we were searching for Rock up there on North Loop, we had another one on the same trail of another woman who was injured while hiking as well. So to have 2 rescues working simultaneously twice is unusual.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions from the audience? Okay, thanks, John. Appreciate
it. Thank you very much.
Receive a report from the Mount Charleston Fire District regarding calls for service during the past month.
Good evening, Sergeant George Gonzalez, Mount Charleston Fire Protection District. We have calls for service, 29 calls for service for the month of August. We're currently actually open recruitment for firefighter position and firefighter paramedic positions in our district. It's a trickle-down effect. We do have some openings coming up. So We'll be doing conducting interviews hopefully in the month of October. And that process to hire somebody takes about 6 weeks from the background investigations and all that stuff. So I'm projecting sometime in December we'll have the new folks on board, hopefully, if everything goes right. Please spread the word. I have them visit our website, mcfpdnv.org, employment tab, and the announcement and the applications right there. If you know anybody that's interested, please pass on the word. We appreciate any help with the recruitment process.
Did you have some people quit, George, or what?
No, so as I stated in the last town board meeting, we did get approval for three positions.
Gotcha. Okay.
Three firefighter medic positions, mm-hmm. So that's what we're trying to fill.
Excellent.
And recruit for.
And when those are full, we'll have how many?
We will have three personnel and duty 24/7 at all
that's
times.
Good.
Mm-hmm. A fire medic, a firefighter, and a captain on duty at all times, 24/7 staffing at a station 853. Questions?
I do. I keep seeing a lot of Las Vegas fire trucks coming up here.
Correct. So the last month, for the last couple weeks, you've seen some of the city Las Vegas fire rescue personnel coming up here. Those units are considered from the northwest part of town for the city of Las Vegas jurisdiction because we have a mutual aid agreement with them. They have taken it upon themselves to come up here upon our invitation to in coordination with us to come up here, learn about our district, learn about our operation, learn about our roads, water sources, our issues with our fire district regarding one-way roads, utilities, propane tanks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's what we're doing. When you see them up here, we show them around, we talk about communications, equipment, and things like that. That's what we're doing.
And then yesterday was a number of units around Fletcher and below the roundabout.
That was Metro.
Okay.
It was our search and rescue detail.
Okay.
And they were on a training hike up Fletcher. Okay. But while they were there, they observed, they heard and saw a single vehicle accident in the Fletcher parking lot, an elderly man, high center on some rocks, and they were able to provide medical treatment, called out our firefighters who came out and did the rest, and then we got him home safely.
Thank you, because I had people contact me going, what's going on? I was like, I'm at home, I don't know, but I'll find out.
Yeah,
fire was out there with us. But
okay, yeah. Great, thank you.
Question?
Did you get your letter finished that didn't have the draft on it? Is it releasable for...
No, not yet.
Okay.
No, not.
He told me it was approved last month.
It is approved. So the answer is no, I don't have it ready yet.
George.
Yes.
Hey, George.
Yes.
I picked Dave's brain regarding this question, but for the benefit of everyone, give us an update on the new engine that's coming from Florida and then to Phoenix. And
so, yeah, thank you for asking for that. I just got an update from the vendor yesterday. It is in Phoenix. When they typically deliver the units to the fire districts from the vendor or the manufacturer, they actually drive them to the fire districts to test them out. Mm-hmm. During the test drive, they did find a couple issues that are being addressed in Phoenix right now. Mm-hmm. And once those issues are addressed, they'll deliver the unit completely and ready to go for us. Huh? So I'm expecting that in the next 2 weeks at the most, depending on parts.
Good luck. That's great news.
Yes.
Any other questions for George?
I do have a couple of things for you guys. We also, if you've seen some of our staff and personnel on either Rainbow, Echo, or some of the forest jurisdictional land regarding power work, there is some NV Energy work, tree work, hazardous tree removal. So we are actually, per the agreement between the agencies, we're supposed to have fire standby. Just in case there's an incident, we can actually jump on it and suppress it real quick. Mm-hmm. So you'll see our staff personnel manning together with the tree crews. You'll see an engine or a patrol staffing just for precaution purposes.
Okay. That's great.
And then the last thing I got for you, that we'll have extra staffing through the weekend, all the way through the weekend, starting tomorrow, all the way until Tuesday, actually.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Any questions? For George?
Yeah. I'm writing, sorry. When are you guys going to do your fundraiser?
Fundraiser.
You guys going to do one anytime soon?
I don't think we have anything in the schedule. We do have a dinner for the volunteers, but that's just for the volunteer staff.
Okay.
But just because of the support mechanisms are not there like it used to be with the Lodge.
Yeah.
The Lodge was a great supporter of the volunteer system. So
The Lodge, we donate the space, donate all the food. They kept our costs down on those banquets.
And we just don't have that support anymore.
Yeah. Okay.
And we can't, because of the financial situation with the hotel, they aren't able to provide the same thing.
Okay, thank you. Just trying to get all the questions answered.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
Cool questions. Any other questions?
It's that makes no fundraiser.
Yeah.
Is Chief Martin going to give a report too? Does he piggyback on you, or what's going on here?
Sure.
Sure. Come on, Dave.
No,
he's good. It's good. Come on.
Shut up, Olivia. Give me a break.
Oh, he tells me.
Okay. My report would be same as the Metro volunteers. We need volunteers.
That's okay.
True. So we're down to 3 volunteers that live in the community.
That live in the community. Wow.
And 2 of them work for Clark County Fire, so they're not always here.
Yeah. And that would be Luke and...
And Matt Hibschman, who lives in Fulton.
Okay. Shimmy doesn't live up here?
No. He has a house up here, but he doesn't live up here.
Okay.
And he has 2 boys in high school.
So yeah, that says it all.
Wow.
Okay, thanks, George.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. The Water District is not...
They can't be here, but they sent me the report.
Oh, good.
Pass it down. Echo static water level, Echo 3, static water level is 106 feet below land surface. Echo 4 is 186 feet. Echo 5 is 136. Rainbow Well static water level is 157. Right. There are no major leaks or issues to report. It's still in the concern range.
Oh, is that a change? How did that change from last month? Did they tell you?
Not from last month.
Not from last month. They've got it year to year, from August year. 20, 21, and 22.
So it's pretty comparable. So Echo 3, last year was 108, this year it's 106. Echo 4, last year was 190, and this year's 186. Echo 5, last year was 139, and this year's 136. Rainbow, last year was 159, and this year's 157.
Hmm. And,
it's a good trend line.
And they said that it's 2.23 inches of precipitation for July, according to the fire station gauge.
And it's at 84% of the 22-year average.
Yeah, we got lots of rain in August, but we don't have those numbers yet, so I think it'll be quite nice, actually.
It could take a couple months, too, for that.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I am. All right. Thank you. Any questions regarding the water districts? Seeing none. Metro Volunteers, I do not see Donna Thompson, so we'll shoot past that unless you got something from her, Megan.
I'm gonna count. His report is the report.
Okay, report from Nevada Highway Patrol. We don't have anyone from Highway Patrol. And I think that we should be a bit disappointed about the lack of people here because it's the start of a 4 or 5 day weekend.
Yeah. I agree. You guys are the ones. We could meet less often, I think, and get more people here.
I would like to consider it for discussion when we're all here of going every other month or something like that because we don't have any zoning actions up here. Highway Patrol is not here. United States Forest Service. Deb.
You're here.
Yeah, Deb. Yeah.
I got 2. All
right.
Well, it's a holiday weekend. So, hi, everybody. Deb McNeil, Forest Service Area Manager for Spring Mountains. I'll give my title. And then Ray Dombrowski, Fire. He was going to give some stats, but I just had a couple updates. I'm sure you're seeing some folks out. We have a lot of surveying going on, so archaeological surveys and botany and wildlife surveys for Snoqualmie projects. So that's kind of the first stage of some of these, but that's for some of the fuel projects that we're going to be doing. And some butterfly habitat enhancement projects that we'll be doing. And the nice thing about the butterfly enhancement projects is that it opens up canopy and also has the benefit of providing less fuel. Incense, so they like the open fields in the broader area. So
If you see folks up here, they're not necessarily recreation, and we'll be continuing that. We finally have some natural resource staff, which is great. Visitation at the visitor center is really good since it's been reopened 7 days a week, especially on the weekends. So I'm really happy about that. And we have 3 permanent full-time positions, although one is only technically part-time. And that's the first time we had one part-time position, and we've been filling in with temporary. So I think you'll start to see the programming with SNC, the Mount Charleston, and us has really improved. So excited about that. Obviously, busy holiday weekend ahead, and do appreciate all the support. The rain has eroded a lot of trails and a lot of roads.
Yeah.
And our road crew is based out of Sparks, Nevada. And they cover the entire state of Nevada for every forest unit and part of California. So I have called, and I'm on the list. I have no idea, but we have had to temporarily mark off some roads. The visitor center trails behind are actually temporarily closed. I'm hoping to mark off, but there's some erosion behind on the trail down in. And so it technically, you know, meets the standard, but people expect a little wider, so I want to mark off, and I really needed to wait for the rain.
Behind what? You said
behind our visitor center.
Behind the visitor center, okay.
So those right now are just temporarily closed, and I'm hoping tomorrow we can just mark it off to say, and that the rain has dried up enough to make sure it wasn't going to be some sloughing more off. But it was essentially a river running down the trail right behind the river, behind the visitor center. So which took all the pretty rock right off. And so so anyway, I didn't design it, but we are aware. And if you see pictures or you know a trail is blown out, don't assume we know. Because unfortunately, we don't get to go trails on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. So take a picture in a GPS spot, and you know, send it in to me, and we will try to add it to the list. Because the bigger my list, when the road crew comes, and at least they're aware. And then hopefully, when our trails person comes back, you know, we'll be able to get some things done. But right now, I have no trails people. Let's see. I'm jealous, George. 6 weeks you said to get positions filled. 6 to 12 months for
that's
us.
That's a good estimate, yeah. So.
Yeah, so we have a lot of vacancies.
Yes, it's more like wishes.
But we're doing our hiring right now for like next year, and our positions that will open this fall for fire and non-fire positions are for next summer.
Yeah.
So that, you know, you have to be on USA Jobs now to apply for a job that you won't get until next May or June. And it's just... That's for our seasonal positions and our permanent hiring. I mean, everybody's having a hard time hiring, right?
That's across the board for everybody, yeah.
So, but we have a lot of vacancies. So if you know anybody that wants to come and work in the woods, go out on USA Jobs. And there's a lot of positions at all levels. We are probably going to, we're going to try to do a firewood sale soon. We're waiting right now, like checking the mail daily for concurrence from the state historic preservation office on the Nevada energy permit renewal, which will allow them to do some of the vegetation work under their lines, but also help us with some of our other fuels, retreatment of projects that we've had, but because they kind of overlap, I couldn't in good faith say we're going to go do this while we were waiting on the Nevada energy permit. So. So anyway, just to make sure there was no concerns, because the historic process is pretty lengthy and substantial. So anyway, the letters due back in the mail any day. They have a certain amount of time, and then we should be receiving it, if not, and then we should be able to permit Nevada Energy to do more work. But we will have firewood for sale, and normally we can't open until October, but if we can do it in September, because we're going to have a fair amount out of the borrow pit in Kyle, we might do it earlier. So stand by, but we will let you know.
Sweet.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's going to be very, you know, cut up firewood as opposed to the, you know, gathering. And then the last thing, the next weekend at Foxtail Picnic Area, just so you know, you see, whatever, the whole picnic area is administratively reserved for the Native American tribes that work with us. And they'll be up there, and this is the 10th annual, but the last one was 2019. They started in 2012. And it's Forest Service, Fish and Wildlife, and Park Service now assist volunteers to help. It's a volunteer event, but there will be camping, and we will bring in temporary Forest Service fire rings and allow fires. And I will be there all weekend, so I'll be good. But anyway, they'll be there for ceremonial purposes, and then we'll pull the fire rings out. And I think we're in pretty good shape, which is what Ray will tell you. So, but that way, if you hear calls, you guys have any questions for me?
How many people do you expect for that?
We'll probably have about 150.
Okay.
It's pretty good. It's a really nice relationship building process.
Good.
Normally there's pine nuts, and that's part of it, but no pine nuts this year.
I've got a question, but I think it's probably for Ray.
Good. Yeah. Like that.
Thank you.
Hey, good evening. Ray Dombrowski, District Fire Management Officer for the Spring Mountains. And I'll talk about fire restrictions, recent fires, and some law enforcement stats. And so law enforcement stats over the last month, about 90 incidents involving law enforcement and our Forest Protection Officer ticket writing employees, and a mixed bag of recreational stuff and some campfire restriction, illegal activity. But it was 31 tickets, 59 incidents, about 90 incidents for the month. And most of that's done by one law enforcement officer and about three or four ticket writers. We are still currently in fire restrictions on the Spring Mountain National Recreational Area, even with the abundant rain, and our ERC value is at high going into this weekend, holiday weekend. And we'll probably, by the end of the weekend, even possibly see very high. I don't know if we'll get back to the extreme levels before fall hits us, but we will be staffed this weekend with two engines, two patrols. We will evaluate tomorrow if we're going to do any extended staffing based on public use, not just the people that come up for the day, but we'll be out looking at the dispersed camping to make sure that it makes sense, and we'll have for Friday and Saturday for sure the option of staffing into the night hours. Fire reports: since the last meeting, we've had four fires on the mountaintop, three of which were lightning. One was a campfire that the log was burning outside the campfire ring, but it had no threat. The other three fires, one was a blue tree, lightning strike, pretty much roadside strike. That was the beginning of the month. Trail Canyon in the middle of the month up here, right off the trail system. And then finally the Trout Fire, which was in Trout Canyon, on the west side of the drainage of Trout Canyon. Mount Charleston did support us on all three of those fires, whether they were there for additional support or help navigate us and find the location of the fires. And then the last one, Champion, was in that dispersed area, and no real threat, but it was considered a staff fire because there was a log burning outside the campfire ring.
It was abandoned, it said, too.
Possibly. I don't want to.
It was illegal.
It was illegal right now because of fire restrictions. So that was.
Oh, but it was listed as abandoned. So initially,
there's a different category.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then no prescribed fire planned currently. We won't be seeing that until we actually see some moisture. So into October, November, December time, depending on what those conditions are. Any questions for fire? Yes, sir.
I noticed up in Cathedral last week, it looks like a contractor on Forest Service property at the intersection of Knotty Pine and the back road down into Old Town.
Mm-hmm.
VM, Fire Management, mm-hmm. Are they a contractor to you people?
No, they are a contractor to NV Energy.
Okay. Okay. So that's because they cut down a beautiful ponderosa, huge, and it wasn't dead. So I was just wondering why.
It's probably one of the hazard trees.
Yeah.
So you want to take that?
You might have a little more information.
Well, I didn't want to bother them while they're working, but I'm nosy and I do private security for the mountain.
Okay.
You know.
So we do have hazard trees, and we were chatting a little bit about it. So hazard tree is a tree that's going to, it poses a threat to fall on either structure, trail, or road.
Okay.
And there's a very specific thing. So Nevada Energy came out after the last PSUM and went through and identified,
numerous,
I think, 100 plus new
okay.
hazard trees. A lot of them were on private. About 30 of them, maybe more, are on forest.
Right.
But they had 5 that they said were immediate threats to their lines.
Okay.
And so we process those really quickly. Because the last thing we want to do is have a tree fall
sure.
on their line. And so, but we do send up a wildlife biologist, and we do a nesting bird survey, and then they are required to have an archaeologist on site, even after we cleared it and some other stuff. So there's a lot of precautions taken, but and I think Ray came up and walked with them for quite a few of those. So it's,
okay.
they report them, we verify them, and then they cut them.
The process of cutting up, and they had a good crew up there, 7-8 people. Once they downed the tree, and there was the rounds were probably anywhere from 24 to 48 inches across,
They
were splitting it and cutting them in sections that looked about maybe 16-inch cubes.
Right.
Are those going to be for sale down at the Barrow Pit?
If that came off of Forest Service land, it should be part of the,
okay.
part of the wood sale.
I'll be looking for it.
And with that, it may have looked like a green tree, but they've also identified trees with mistletoe.
Okay.
Pine do get a mistletoe. Looks like a witch's broom kind of
right.
in the,
right.
in the
right.
limbs. Mm-hmm. And then damage. So if it got hit with a piece of equipment over the years and the bark has been sloughed off,
right.
it's a damage that they look at. Or if the root system is undermined underneath and it's not supported on all four sides by soil, and that might have been the reason why they had removed what looked like
okay.
a healthy tree.
I thought it was private property, but then I went online and found out it was Forest Service property. So
it should be, if it is off the Forest Service land, all those hazard trees are going to be down to the Kyle Barrow Pit
okay.
for those wood permits.
Look forward to seeing it. Any other questions for Ray?
No, but I do have one. For Chief Gonzalez.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ray.
No, he brought a shovel and something else. Did you have show and tell that we missed?
Oh, sure.
Because I didn't want to violate no open meeting law.
Oh, my God, stop it.
I do have free shovels. This is a donation by Amazon.
Yep.
Snow shovels for emergencies. You can put them in your vehicle.
We
also have snow rakes at the fire station and also windshield covers to prevent frosting of your windshields. We have limited amounts, so if you want to pass it on to your neighbors, just get together with Chief Martin and myself at the fire station, the volunteer fire station. You see my pickup truck in there?
Okay.
Just stop by and pop in, and we'll give you some.
Okay.
Thank
yep.
you.
Sorry, I just dawned on me that you hadn't talked about that.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Forest Service people. Nevada Energy's not here, and
nope.
that's okay.
Yeah, they weren't able to send anybody.
Okay. Here's the best part. Receive a report from Clark County Administrative Services.
I don't know if I'm the best part.
Here,
I don't know. It's been a long week. Usually this is my third meeting of the week. This week it's my fourth meeting of the week. So, night meeting, yeah. So, okay. I don't have a whole lot on the road situation. There's a lot of stuff going on with roads, especially with the flooding. So I've been talking to our roads guys, and I've got some interesting information. So one thing is, I know the roads, everybody wants their roads reslurried. And across everywhere I cover, everyone thinks their roads are the worst. So
of course.
I know. And so I talked to the director of maintenance, And the determination on roads, the determination of the Echo roads are at like a 60-something percent. I don't remember the exact number, but they're at a fair rating. And that rating is done by a computer, like a big truck, that goes and reads all these stats, and it drives every single lane of every mile of every road in Clark County, which I think is very interesting. So it's not a subjective rating. It's based on, everything's being carried, compared apples to apples, right. And that's where the rating comes from. So Echo is not on any list to be resurfaced at this time because there are a lot more roads that are worse that have to be done first. So you have to wait in line with the rest of Clark County. And they have been up looking at some of the stuff like that Brenda mentioned. So they are working on those things right now, looking at those.
So the curbs on Echo and the...
I can't imagine. They put in the asphalt curbs, if you will, before, and the snow pile wiped them out that winter. So they're still on the side of the road, so I can't see that happening.
And the re-engineering of Jack Frost and Spruce?
That would be a longer-term project. Re-engineering a road is definitely going to be behind re-slurring, but I'll ask.
Okay, thank you.
Well, that's on your yearly capital request list, isn't it? Or you don't do that anymore?
No, we'll be doing that, but I don't know if that would be part of that because it's part of... I don't think that would be a capital request. I think that would be a regular request for me to send in. I hate the capital request process because I want to send it in when you tell me about it. I don't want to wait a year to put it in. So this will just be something I send to them right away. I don't want to wait till that process.
Okay, thank you. Yes, these are things Brenda wanted to cover, so I appreciate that.
But again, in that, you know, that goes against all 8,000 square miles of Clark County. So. On the license plate grants, I do not have an update for you, except for we have increased the amount that we're giving to NHP because the equipment, the night vision stuff that they were wanting to do, Sergeant Vonk, this is her first time doing grants, and I think she was a little shy to ask for the really good equipment, so she asked for... the lesser expensive equipment, just wouldn't...
But then we approved it.
Absolutely, absolutely. But just in the months that have happened, everything that's going on with prices and everything, it ended up costing more for the equipment that they wanted to have the right equipment for every officer. Mm-hmm. So I felt secure saying that you guys would have approved it had they asked for that in the first place.
Absolutely.
Yes, we would have.
Yeah, so that's going to go back before the BCC. It won't come back to you because that was a prolonged process. And you guys were very clear that you were supportive of what they were asking.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I think it was like $1,800 more because it was a little bit for each thing. So that's going to be going back to the board. And that's all I have for right now, unless there's any questions.
The lodge, sorry.
There's no update. I mean, they've decided on their plans, but they're not, it's up to them to decide when they're ready to pull the trigger.
Will they come before us?
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay, yeah, because I'm getting unbelievable amount of questions of, you know, when are they going to build? What will it look like? You know,
it's a private company and they can decide when they want to.
Right.
So yeah, but it'll absolutely be on the agenda and I don't think it'll be secret. Once they're ready to do those plans, I'm sure it's going to be everywhere. So yeah.
Exactly.
And Megan, has the county approved the plans?
No.
No, because they haven't been sprinted yet. We've seen them. They came in and showed the commissioner and said, hey, does this look like something you'd be willing to approve?
But they didn't submit them yet.
No.
Seems odd.
Well, they're very conceptual, okay. So before they can submit them, they have to have studies and traffic, and it's an ambitious plan, so there's a lot of stuff.
In other words, big?
I'm just going to say
It's a question.
I'll just say that they want to have their ducks in a row before they submit, because it sucks to put something out there and be like, oh, sorry, we can't do that many parking spaces, so we can't have that extra thing, you know? So they have amazing engineers and architects working on it. So when they're ready, they aren't gonna wait a day longer than they need to share it.
What about
in the temporary setup now?
Mm-hmm.
Is that open to the public or what?
It is open to the public. You can go on, I think it's pinedining.com or something. I was fortunate enough to get up and go experience it. It's fantastic.
Good time.
It's really a neat experience. Not someone has ever been to a chef's table kind of thing. It's very cool. I felt like a poser though. We don't go out to expensive meals, so I was kind of like, oh my goodness. Had caviar for the first time, which was very interesting, but I highly suggest trying it out. It's very cool. And all the proceeds go to charity, mm-hmm. which is really cool. Mm-hmm. Although with all the food they give you, I don't know how there's any proceeds left over because it's just amazing. But they are continuing into September and October. Mm-hmm. They've had a lot of requests to do more, so they may be coming through to you guys with a special use permit. Right now what they do is it's called a temporary commercial. So if you see a parking lot sale somewhere or a carnival in a parking lot, they get a temporary commercial permit and then you can do it for 10 days per month. So that's why they weren't able to do it the last two weekends in August because they'd already done their 10 days.
Okay.
We tried to help them, but that's what the code was. So it's been so successful and they've had people wanting to do more. So they may come through and do a special use permit so they don't have to do that.
Every
so they won't
time.
Be limited to the 10 days.
Right.
And they won't have to come and apply every month for the event. So we've talked about it. I don't know if that's something they're actually going to pursue or not. I think so. Because it seems to be a good use in the interim before the lodge opens back up. And I think there may be some more things they want to do. So we'll see.
There was a complaint about them having a generator mm-hmm. running that was very noisy.
I think that's been taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
I think, I posted that. I looked up the Muni code and all that business, and I just posted and said, hey, listen, if you want to go there, this is where it is. But there are foot candle restrictions and there are noise restrictions, and so somebody has to go out with their decibel meter and whatever. And I think Matt talked to Thomas, and they held off on X number of weekends so they could adjust whatever they were going to adjust and go forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but I will say that not one person reached out to me with a complaint about it. So,
right.
You know.
Very
well, it was
right
all
though.
The witching and whining on Facebook. That's why I posted
I know.
The code. So,
and
yeah.
Sometimes I see those things on Facebook and sometimes I don't. So let's not rely on Facebook for me
please.
To see a complaint.
Exactly. Please, don't rely on
no, that's why I bring
Facebook.
Them up. And
I know,
I'm
I know. But, you know, but text me, call me. Don't wait till the meeting. You know, call me or text me because I could have texted Thomas right away and had it taken care of, you know,
yeah.
So.
Well, a lot of this just came up in the last couple of days, you know, that people were telling me stuff. I do see occasionally things on Facebook, but a lot of the stuff I was bringing up or that Brenda was bringing up was stuff that people were talking about in person,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, and I have been, I've been on medical leave for the past 2 weeks, so I definitely wasn't looking at Facebook looking for complaints from Mount Charleston during that time, so I can already look at my phone for a few days.
It's not very loud.
What Megan has said, I corroborated this yesterday morning with Thomas. I stopped up at the lodge, talked to him, and no permits beyond what they've got approved for the next two dinners, but he says they're thinking about coming in, like you said, for special use.
September and October are approved. I think it's the first two weekends in September and the first two weekends in October
okay.
are approved.
And no schedule yet, or that he's allowed to put out to our molds in the organization.
No, because they have to. All those permits have to come through us.
Yes.
So we know what's going on, and they've done really good with it. But we had a couple years ago, we had someone apply to do something at the hotel, and put the lodge address. And then showed a plan. I mean, it was so screwed up. That's why they come through the commissioner's office because
yeah.
we have to catch stuff like that.
Right.
So yeah, we see all of them. And if it were something, if they're wanting to do fireworks or something, we'd be able to say, it's not going to happen.
Right.
So it lets us know what's going on.
Thanks, Megan.
Anything else?
And welcome back.
Thank
after
you.
Your surgery.
Thank
we're
you.
All we're all praying
good.
For you.
Happy to be alive.
Yes,
yes.
Ma'am. Planning and zoning, we have none. General business, we have none. Back to comments from the general public.
I forgot to mention that the ski area opened the downhill mountain biking.
I know.
And
I didn't get to
be
there.
There. And then it was a soft opening, and I think.
Cool.
Dan said,
I think Dan should have to do it all over again so I can go.
opening to the public is the 12th.
Okay.
September. Oh.
And what is the for us old and ignorant people, what is the fee to ride up, to ride your bike down?
It's $39 for a full-day lift ticket, and $29 for a half-day, and midweek it's $29.
Okay, thank you.
But then all three of our restaurants will also be open 7 days a week from that point.
Over a couple of months ago, and the food was excellent. I was pleasantly surprised.
Great, thank you.
You did a good job.
Yes, starting the 12th, but as long as nothing else goes wrong. The rain has been a challenge.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure it has.
Everybody.
I'm sure it has.
Well, it'll keep your pond full so that you can make lots of fake snow in case you don't have snow.
If there's nothing from the general public, our next meeting date is September 29th. Megan, why don't you put on the agenda for discussion of our meetings for the remainder of the year? So we're coming into holiday and the like. We'll discuss it next month when we have Brenda back with us. If there's nothing else, meeting adjourned. And thank you, board members, for bringing me.
Less than an hour.